Thursday, July 1st, 2021, 6:18 a.m. I got up later than I have been getting up. I got up almost 4 o'clock. Sitting here in front of my Whiteness of the Whale painting. And let me see, get this untangled here so I can walk over to it. Let's see. Turn on the light so I can see it better. There we go. Yeah. It's hard to see where things are going with this. Everything's pretty dry now, which is nice. So I'm wondering what happens when I put white over the white and yellow. Does the white stand out more? Probably will. I'm going to use the painting medium Neo McGilp from, what's that brand again? Gamasol. Gamblin, that's what it is. It's Neo McGilp from Gamblin. And I'm going to try to see what that does. I kind of like it. It does take the opaque away from the white paint that I use. So that's kind of nice. I'm looking at some of this, and maybe some more color would be nice before I do that. And yeah, kind of more of a bluish kind of a thing up around here. Not blue, but greenish blue. So I'm using, get that. Got a little piece of brush hair there. Get that off of there. I've been using cobalt blue, which leans on the red side, and viridian, which definitely is on the green side, but acts like a blue. So mixing those together, maybe I can get something kind of nice in here with some white, a little bit of that yellow. Yeah, play with that a little bit more, I think. So I'm you know, every time you think you're really close to finishing, you're not. You're a little bit further because you see other stuff. Like the painting I'm going to enter in the membership medley at Blue Line Arts Gallery. I'm working on the frame for that. But looking at it, I realize, oh yeah, there's still something else I could do on this, but it's too late to paint on it now. I've got the clouds up on the top and the land down on the bottom. The land is a thicker paint. I really should have put thicker paint on the very top part of the cloud, the top part of the surface, and bring it on down. Instead, I just kind of like give it more clarity. So I think the extra paint would have been nice. That would have made it stand out even more, I think. So that painting's gonna go and get shown, and there's something else I'd rather do to it. And that's the problem with me. That's why it takes me so long. I keep seeing things that, oh yeah, I could do this to that. I could do that to it. And so paintings are, for me, I've said this before a long time ago, paintings are never done. You know, the only time they're done is when I can't get to them. You know, they're out of my reach, or they're, you know, well, they're no longer in my possession, because I'll paint on it again if the mood strikes me, I think. Although there are paintings where I don't think I would touch again, but who knows, maybe in the future I'll look at it and say, oh yeah, I could do this instead, once I learn something else, you know. So that's just the way it goes, I guess. So we're starting a new month here, and it's moving a little too fast for me. The garden's starting to come along finally. I'm harvesting some tomatoes, and definitely cucumbers and squash. The peppers are still not hot, not ready to pick. And the okra is starting to flower. And I saw a little bitter melon starting to form on my one of my bitter melon vines. The funny thing is I've got a raised bed planter in my backyard, and it's about, what, 6 feet, 6 feet long, I think. So on the left side, I planted a row of bitter melon. On the right side, I planted a row of bitter melon. The funny thing is, the left side bitter melon is growing way faster. The left side bitter melon is growing way faster than the right side. The right side is only a third of what the left side is, as far as development's concerned, or height. I got one bitter melon growing in with the okra, so I'm gonna let that grow. I put a little stick there and let it grow up on the stick. I also have, what else do I have in there? No, just the bitter melon, I think. Oh, the eggplant in there. It hasn't started flowering yet, but it's definitely growing pretty good. That was a volunteer. The eggplant I bought from the store and planted is a plant. It's making some eggplant. They're the white eggplants, but they're not really, they're kind of deformed or not really, you know, they kind of look weird. The Japanese eggplant in the planter, in the raised bed, is doing very well. I've got two eggplants there. We might even eat those today. So, not for dinner. Let's see. Yeah, I got my friend Jim coming over to, I'm going to give him some eggs. And he's going to visit a little. And it's later today at 11. So I've got to get going. I want to get some stuff watered. I want to work on the frame. I really should do some blowing out there in the yard too. Some more yard work. And I want to go for my walk before he gets here. So we'll see. Okay, so that's it for now. I'll close this and that'll be it.